And how are you?
Last days in the Holy Land, as you know, and I was in Knoxville, Tennessee, doing a wedding for one of my old prep kids. And so, I'm kind of tired, but it doesn't matter. No, it does not matter, because we are blessed. And we're blessed because God tells us today that if we are true to His Word, and if we live His Word, He will come. The Father will come, and Jesus will come and do what? Anybody paying attention to the gospel? Live within us, dwell within us, huh? I think the biggest problem in society today is loneliness. People are always lonely, and they go to church and they're not less lonely, and they try to go on Facebook, and the only thing Facebook does is make you more lonely. You know it does. There are no real friends on Facebook. I just want to let you know. You know, or you go on Twitter and you get more lonely, or you post all your pictures and you get more lonely. And all these things do, the things that we think are out there to make us less lonely, make us more lonely. And then God gives us the remedy for that, to be true to His Word. And right after, if we're paying attention to the gospel, you've been listening to the gospel the last week, His Word or His commandment was what? That we love each other. And then we love each other, then God dwells within us. Why? Because God is love. And then if we decide that, okay, when I love other people, God dwells within me, that gets rid of loneliness. Because now, instead of just being focused on me, you ever notice the more you focus on trying not to be lonely, what happens? You get more lonely. You ever notice that? That's what happens. Because when we focus on ourselves and our needs and our desires and our wants, and someone got to love me and someone got to take care of me, and if they don't, I'm going to feel lonely, and I sit at home and I feel bad about myself, and then I get depressed and I get focused on all this, and it gets worse, and the spiral goes crazy, crazy, crazy. Forget it. What God says is go out and love people. And when you become other-centered, when you're focused on not who's going to love me, but who am I going to love, then God will dwell in you, and He'll get rid of that loneliness. You'll never be lonely when you really know God, when you really know that He dwells inside of you. Think about it. That you don't have to come to church to see God or to experience God. I'm not saying don't come to church. That ain't what I'm saying, in case you're wondering. But you have God within you always. When we come to church, it's so we can be the family of God. It's kind of like if you have a good family, you come together for what? Dinner. This is dinner. It's family time. Once a week, we come together for dinner, and God rejoices when we come together. And He says, now that you're here, I want you to be more concerned about other people. I want you, when you come here, to learn what it is to love. And when you learn what it is to love, all you have to do is come to Mass and you see what God does. He gives you His own precious body and blood. He's more concerned about you than He is about Himself. He leaves heaven. He doesn't concern about Himself. He says, I am here for you. You think God's lonely? No. And when we're like Him, neither will we. So God gives us a great promise today. When we're true to His Word, He will come and dwell within us. And His Word is love. So when we become more concerned about others and about ourselves, less worried about am I lonely, and more worried about making sure other people are not lonely, our loneliness goes away. Because we are never alone, because God lives inside of us. When we love. So, make you know His love today and forever. Amen.